Dr. Simon Roy, you can clean up for Mr. Abdullah Bass, A-B-A-S. First of all, A-B-D-E-L. Today's date is 1/15/2013. Patient is a 76-year-old Palestinian male. Comes to the clinic with number one, elevated blood pressure. Number two, low vitamin D level. Number three, diabetes mellitus, diagnosed 1993, type 1. Number four, anticoagulation therapy, history of DVT. Number five, elevated sugars between 339 to 200. Number six, two episodes of near syncope dizziness where he was sitting and he got lightheaded and felt like he was going to pass out. The events lasted about 2 minutes, no chest pain, short breath, just an exertion associated with this. One happened 1 week ago, one event happened 4 weeks ago. Possible TIA. Number seven, low back pain. Number eight, osteoarthritis of the L-spine. Number nine, bilateral hip pain. Number ten, former heavy smoker. Number 11, BPH. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. He's taking his Novolog 10 units for meals and Lantus 30 units at night. He describes some hypoglycemic events. I've given him hypoglycemic precautions. He denies any polydipsia, polyphagia, no acute gout, prevostatins tolerating, no muscle aches or pains. In light of his current situation of near syncope, dizziness, possible TIA, I'll do a CT scan of his brain without contrast. I'm going to do a carotid Doppler study due to near syncope. Do an echo due to near syncope and hypertension with hypertensive heart disease. Risk factors include age greater than 65, male sex, diabetes mellitus, former tobacco use, hyperlipidemia, sedentary lifestyle. I'm checking his labs. I'm going to have him come back in 1 week. I'm checking his Chem-12 CBC, hemoglobin A1C, PTINR. Patient has had a factor 5 Leiden mutation. Part of the Boston College heart test. I'm going to confirm this. We'll have the patient come back in 2-3 weeks for 1 week for follow-up. I'll explain his current status and his factor 5 Leiden mutation to the son who is present with him. He's visiting from North Carolina, period. The patient is instructed to follow a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. He's to follow a diabetic diet. He eats a lot of fast food and a lot of rice. I have to cut down on his rice, and he's to indulge in more vegetables and high protein foods and complex carbohydrates. I will try to get him a dietitian appointment, but I'm not sure, since he's a Palestinian and American diet, counseling is going to help. End of dictation. This is Dr. Simon Reddick, and clicking up for Mr. Abdullah Bass.